come down with a cold.
Mm-hmm. Now, if a person caught a cold and it made their voice sound like this, you'd say they're
hoarse.
If they were going like that, you'd say they had
a husky voice.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes when people would get kind of a hacking, they'd
cough. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you might be sitting in a chair and you kind of nod off and you'd say, "Now I better go to bed, I'm feeling a little bit
sleepy."
And then you say, "Now tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock I'm gonna
get up."
And a person who can't hear anything at all, you say they're just stone. If they can't hear anything, you'd say they're just completely
deaf.
And if a man had been working all day, he might come in and take off his wet shirt and say, "Look how I
sweat." Instead of perspired.
Yeah, because a woman would probably say perspired. Mm-hmm. That's what I was getting at. What do you call those sores that come to a head? That
boil.
And now that stuff that comes out of a boil, that's...
Corruption.
And if you had some infection in your hand so that your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you'd say, "My hand
is swelling."
In a war, if somebody got shot, you'd say they had a bullet
wound.
And have you ever heard of if a wound didn't heal right, it would get a kind of
infection
around it? And sometimes, did you ever hear of a type of flesh they'd say it had around the wound? A type of flesh, long time ago, they'd say it was
infection?
Do you ever hear, yeah, it would be a type of infection, I think, but did you ever hear them talk about proud flesh?
Yeah.
What
mm-hmm.
would that?
That would be the infection.
Mm-hmm.
Be proud fresh that had come, you know, instead of...
Mm-hmm. That's kind of an old... You never hear that anymore, do you?
Mm-hmm.
That's something people never much say. If you had a little cut on your finger, what would they paint on it?
With iodine?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And...
I'd take Absorbine Junior.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, nowadays that requires.
Well, I like that.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't sting, does it?
No, it burns for a little bit, but you know it doesn't hurt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In a little while, it's over with, mm-hmm. and so much better.
Years ago, if you were talking about a person who died, another way of, how would they usually say that instead of saying he died, if there were another way of saying that back?
I don't know.
Would they ever say something like he just...
deceased.
Or he passed away or something like that?
You know, that was on a monument out China.
Oh.
He passed out.
He passed out? Oh, no. You mean that's funny.
And then somebody, some of the relatives that had made some money after that, they took that stone away and put up one.
Oh, that's a sight. That's funny. Well, if you didn't know the cause of a person's death, you'd say, "Oh, I don't know what he died."
Well, that happened.